That never failed until they got to the land of Canaan. So allowing God to lead us puts us on that, in that realm of the supernatural that no devil can stop. Remember a popular scripture here in Isaiah 48 and verse 21. And they tasted not when he led them through the desert. He caused the rock to bring forth water for them. He cleaved the rocks also, and the waters gushed out. When we allow God to lead us, he leads us through the gushing of the supernatural. He leads us into the gushings of the supernatural. Through the desert, there was a gushing of water. No wonder I said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In Isaiah 45, verse 1 to 3, thus said the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. The supernatural follows his leading anyway. When God leads, the supernatural follows. When God leads, the supernatural follows. So the supernatural is a proof of the leading of the Holy Spirit in our lives. A number of us must have experienced that in our walk with God, and must have experienced the other side too, when we don't allow God to lead us and we lead ourselves. It's a world of difference. Years ago, we went to Kumasi, led by people pressure. There were members of the church who were from that area. We need this church. When we travel home, we need to have a church to go. So we follow them. We labor for 6 years. The same liberation anointing, it has no expression. I know I went there for 2-3 crusades. I don't go to anywhere we start churches in my life to do crusades. It didn't make a difference. After 6 years, I said, wait a minute, God, why is nothing happening here? He said, I'm not there. You can't make anything happen in the energy of the flesh. If God is not there, God is not there. But when he leads you, he goes with you. And that is what makes for the supernatural. Can I hear your loudest amen? Yeah. Wonders of divine direction. When God leads, he renders our enemies helpless. All this, somebody is pursuing me from my village. You won't see it. It's one dark woman like that on our street. There are dark women on every street. Amen. One man light in complexion. There are many light men in complexion. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He prepared a table before me. In the presence of my enemies, they were totally helpless. And my cup runneth over. My cup is running over in spite of my enemies. When God leads, he renders your enemies absolutely helpless. Inexplicably helpless. He renders our enemies utterly helpless. When God led David away to go, he crushed the Philistines' army twice. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 18 to 26. They gathered themselves at the Valley of Ephraim, and David said, Lord, where do I go through? How do we go about it? He said, shall I go? He said, go up. I'll render them helpless. He went up and vanquished them. Now, Second time, he said, Lord, shall I go? He said, no, you just wait first. Set a compass about them until you hear the sound of the moving on the mulberry tree. And when that happens, be still yourself. I've gone ahead of you. When God leads, he renders our enemies helpless. When God leads, he renders your enemies helpless. When God leads, he renders our enemies helpless. That's why I can swear by myself, I sworn, as I have thought, let every enemy take cover, so shall he come to pass. And as I have purposed, so shall he stand. Isaiah 14 and verse 24. The Lord of hosts has sworn, I don't know enemies. Surely as I have thought, so shall he come to pass. And as I've purposed, so shall he stand. We are blessed with enemies in this commission. It's such a tremendous blessing from God. Since inception, you are not there, most of us. We are people literally blocking people from coming to church in Kaduna. That is, they have their own church, they are pastors. They go to stand on our street. Don't go there. Practically, that is, it's not about prayer now. They have prayed, they now have to put action to their prayer. Amen. When we started serving communion in church, if you drink that thing, you won't leave that church again. It's human blood. Don't you see when you taste? My God. So it's been a blessing because it is your strong position that attracts opposition.
Yes, sir.
You can't have opposition party if you don't have a reigning party. It's the one that lost the election that is opposition. Praise God. So when you see opposition, see yourself as having won an election. Amen. We have won by revelation.
Amen.
And so we began to move and began to grow. As they were resisting them, they were coming. They were adding. They were coming. The other people were coming. Amen. People are coming from Makurdi. You know, you can stop somebody from Kaduna. Somebody who travel from Makurdi to come and attend service, it will drive on your head. Amen. We met a woman in in New York. Oh, Papa, I said, how are you? He said, I'm a member of the church. I said, oh, where do you live in Kaduna? He said, no, I live in Kano. But I'm there every Sunday. Somebody's coming from Kano, you say, don't go there. Is it? I've cleared the way before I left home. Please clear the way for me. So don't pay attention to opposition. Jealously guard your position. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He renders our enemies utterly helpless. Helplessly helpless. Shamefully helpless. They go to Abalis. Abalis say, no, I can't try that. Is it a young man? God forbid bathing. He leaves you alone. Amen. You just need to see me when I sleep. You will like it. I sleep so sound, so refreshed. I haven't done the will of God. I just go to rest. Praise God. I mean, what I'm saying now will be in headline news tomorrow because, you know, that's to show how strong your position is, amen. Amen. The newspaper enjoy it because when you put me on the headline news, you sell. And they need to sell to keep their workers on there, man. Praise God. Now, I'm telling you the truth, David. Your enemies are utterly helpless if you allow God to lead you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Helplessly helpless. Finger bitingly helpless. Glory to God. Come on, give the Lord a big hand of praise. Thank you, Jesus. And finally, number three. When God leads, we assess supernatural blessings. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 1 to 13. It shall come to pass if thou shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, the voice, to observe to do all his commandments which I commanded this day, the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings, you follow my voice, you follow my leading, all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. It's the same thing. Surely goodness and mercy shall be following you all the days of your life. As you allow him to be your shepherd, they shall be following you all the days of your life. Let God lead you, and blessings will never cease following you. Allow God to lead you. When you hear an instruction from scriptures, jump at it. It is organized by God for you to enjoy the following of blessings. Instead of following the blessings about, let blessings follow you. It's more dignifying, sir. Let blessings follow you. By following the Lord. All these blessings. Then he started, putting up the catalog of it. Blessed shall thou be in the city. Blessed shall thou be in the field. So whether you are living in the village or living in town. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy ground and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind and the flocks of thy sheep. Now, blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall be thou when thou comest in, and blessed shall be thou when thou goest out. He said, the Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise against thee to be smitten before thee. Now, they shall come out against thee one way, they will flee seven ways. They be running and stumbling and running and stumbling and running and stumbling. And yet you are sleeping in your house. And you allow God to lead you. Somebody testified here who kidnapped one of our children in the children's department. For 2 years and 3 months, wicked devil. When they told me, I said, except God has not sent me, he returns unscratched. You know what it means for you to lose a child 1 year and then 2 years? The man said he saw me in the night with a sword pursuing him every night. And I was sleeping in my house. Every night pursuing him. The child was carried away to Enugu State. From children's department on Sunday morning. I was pursuing him in the night. And I was sleeping. My God. The child came back unscratched. Come on, give the Lord praise, everybody. You know what children's department went through during that time? I didn't go anywhere. If they slaughtered her, she'll come back. When God speaks, he backs up his word. The cheapest way to fulfill your destiny in grand size, let God lead you. and his blessings will keep following you. There are many, many believers who are just pursuing after blessings day and night. Pursue after God. Let him lead you and allow his blessings to keep following you. If you look at this ministry, for instance, you have been here now for some time. We have not yet raised one prayer point. Oh God, send us money. Now, the church planting project is not 5 billion, it's not 8 billion, it's not 10 billion. I won't tell you what it is. Praise God. And yet there is no temperature. You know, today they carry something like this to check you. Amen. If you test this commission wherever you know he lives, temperature, you say, I can't see temperature. No temperature. Now, the most fascinating of it all, where are the laborers coming from? Is that what you pray for? And because it's my plan. So they're coming. Before I came to this service now, they spoke to me on the phone that they have harvested the churches that are going to be planted next Sunday. It's every Sunday.
Yes.
The same way you take bread and tea for breakfast every Sunday. Because that's why you don't come for first service. Because you have to take breakfast. Amen. Because you must have your tea in the morning. And with bread and egg. Terrible. To get a house to rent, we couldn't get. Proper household. To get a proper place for church, couldn't get. When I saw where the church was, I said, this is not our church. Somebody was selling rice at the entrance of the church. I said, in case you are getting hungry before you come, you can eat rice before you enter. Oh my God. There was no access because we are not led. That's how difficult it is when we lead ourselves. But the difficulties of your life are over. Yeah. As you partake of the communion tonight, listen to this. Every deaf spiritual heir shall be healed. Yeah. Every blind spiritual eye shall be opened. Yeah. You will see his leading through his word. You will hear his voice telling you this is the way walking it. In the name of Jesus Christ. And so shall it be. Well, you can tell now how much wonder is loaded into being led by the Spirit. It's not a game. It's not a game. I'm still trying to fathom how it's all happening. We are just watching the film. Since 1999, we've never had power outage here. Amen? And you know that power is not for free. No. And we are here to announce, look, we need power in this place. Please wake up and be part of it. For God's sake. We need power. Oh, you don't know we need power? Not once. Not once. May the blessings of God that you have been running after all your life start running after you from now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lift up your right hand and give God thanks, please. Give God thanks. Celebrate him. Magnify him. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Amen. Well, until we become one of his sheep, we are not entitled to his leading. I know my sheep, and they know my voice. We can't know his voice. until we are born again, we can't assess the mysteries of the kingdom of God as packaged in his word. For unto us who are redeemed is this given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. To them that are without, all these things are like stories that don't make any meaning. You are here tonight, you want to say yes to Jesus, you want to surrender your life to Jesus. I'd like to pray with you. Amen. Whether you are here in church or any of our Zuna centers or anywhere in the world where you are connected to this service, when you say, Jesus, I've seen some of the wonders in divine direction. I want to be a beneficiary of this. I therefore surrender my life to you so I can hear your voice and understand your saying. Somebody else is here. It's not seeing. It's not hearing. Some are seeing men walking like trees. They are not seeing clearly because they are one leg in and one leg out. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus, I'd like to pray with you at the same time. So if you fall into any of these two categories and you would like for me to pray with you right now, I'd be very, very glad to do it. So wherever you are in the world, you want this prayer, please signify, raise your right hand and I lead you in this prayer. And if you're in this service or in any of the Zona centers, stand to your feet. You want me to pray this prayer for you to be born again. You want to become a child of God. You want to begin to hear the voice of God. You want to understand the sayings of scriptures. You want to be guided by the word of God. Please stand to your feet and God bless you. Wherever you are, stand to your feet. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. You want to be saved. I'm praying for the two groups at the same time. Now, please pray this prayer after me with your heads bowed and lift up your right hand to heaven. Say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it loud, Lord Jesus, I open the door of my heart to you. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Forgive me all my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I may be justified. Right now, I believe that my sins are now forgiven. I therefore proclaim you as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for restoring me back to the faith. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now, I'll pray over you. Father, I pray over these precious souls, those that are here on ground, and those that are in various centers around our various locations, and those around the world, wherever nation, whatever nation you are from. I cover each of you that receive this prayer with the blood of Jesus. Remain covered till the day of his appearing in the name of Jesus. You shall run this race to the end. The grace to live the overcomer's life is released upon your life in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Congratulations, church. Give the Lord a big hand for them. Well, it's time to serve the table of the Lord. Please, look here as we serve the table of the Lord right now. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Shall we all rise, please? Please rise to your feet. The communion is ordained to empower us to live like Jesus. The word talking about Jesus said, I can of my own self do nothing as I hear, so I judge, and my judgment is true. He was hearing perpetually. He that same is with me, my Father has not let me know, because I do always. He was able to do always what God is commanding him to do. Now, this twofold grace is released upon everyone's life tonight. Amen. You never miss God's leading again. Yeah. You never lack the grace to follow his leading anymore. Yeah. I pray that all the things that others have been pursuing after in terms of blessings of redemption, these blessings shall begin to pursue after you from henceforth. Yeah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And so shall it be. Amen. In Jesus' precious name. This is declared the flesh and the blood of Jesus. Amen. And as we partake of this, be empowered to live like Jesus. Amen. Spirit, soul, and body. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Your strength shall not fail again. Amen. You will not live with feebleness again. Amen. you will not know swellings anymore. Whatever cannot be found in Christ that is trying to manifest in your life is cursed from the roots tonight. Amen. Whatever connotes death, as they threw the meal into the pot, there was no more death. As you partake of this, every appointment with death, every dying organ comes back alive. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So shall it be. Amen. The grace to serve Jesus to the end, so you can keep enjoying strength and vigor, receive it right now. Amen. The grace to love him increasingly to the end, so you can live a life of more than a conqueror, receive it right now. Amen. And I pray that the wonders of divine direction will start manifesting in everyone's life. Amen. Afresh in Jesus' name. Amen. So shall it be. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Please take and be blessed. This is the flesh and the blood of Jesus. And it's a toast of heaven for our strength, our vigor, our spiritual sensitivity in the name of Jesus. It's for your healing and deliverance in Jesus' name. Let's go ahead. Please be seated and you take your turn as directed where the priest team leads us.
It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. Walking in the light of God. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. Walking in the light. I won't let go. Oh.
valley of death. Jesus is with me, and he won't let me go. I won't let you go. I won't let you go. You took me by the hand. Jesus has made me part, and I won't let you go, I won't let you go.
I won't let go,
I won't let you go.
I won't let go,
I won't let you go. I won't let you go,
I won't let go.
I won't let go,
I won't let go.
You took me by the hand, and I won't let go.
Well, you never let go of his hand anymore as he leads you. Next Sunday, as announced, is an encounter with destiny service. Amen. The next phase of many people's destiny shall open up on Sunday. Every attack on anyone's destiny shall be warded off. Come prepared. Come along with your friends, your relations, your neighbors for the feast. It shall be a feast of fat things, a feast of wine on the lees, of wines on the lees well refined. Death shall be swallowed up in victory. Just get through with that from Isaiah 25, verse 6 to 8. That's what to expect as you come. God shall be rescuing destinies from the hands of the wicked.
Amen.
God shall be preserving destinies to the glory and praise of his name.
Amen.
Every unwanted issue hanging around your life and your lineage, you see them no more again forever.
Amen.
The host of Pharaoh you may see behind you today, you see no more again.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Well, stretch forth your hand. Holy Spirit, breathe upon these flyers. And let everyone to whom this is addressed respond. And come for their rescue. In the name of Jesus Christ. This is done. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Remember to come along with all your converts. It's a feast that no one must miss. Jesus is Lord. Lift up your two hands. Go in peace. May the blessings released tonight begin to speak in your life. Give him thanks.
Give thanks to God, lift your voice and give glory to him. Appreciate him for the encounter of the night, for the visitation of the night. Give him the glory, give him the honor, give him the adoration. Bless the name of the Most High God and celebrate his faithfulness. He's worthy of all praise, he's worthy of all glory, he's worthy of all honor, he's worthy of all adoration. Bless the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you. We celebrate your faithfulness You are worthy of all the praise. Blessed be your holy name. For in Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Amen. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together in fellowship. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It's my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. You are blessed.